It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today, I'm being joined with by Amanda McIntosh and Debbie Marvadakis. They are with the Hope Squad of Carbon County, and we're going to talk about what is going on in the area and some different ways of maybe being able to get out and do different things and not just be cooped up all the time, and some services and things that they offer if you need assistance and things like that. Ladies, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Dave. It's always a pleasure.
Now, Amanda, we're going to defer to you, and let's talk and let people know about the Hope Squad, what it is, and what you guys do here in the county.
Absolutely. The mission of the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, Grand County is to educate, promote, and spread awareness for a healthier community with an emphasis on mental health and suicide prevention, support for suicide loss survivors, and to cultivate a stigma-free approach to seeking help. Together with the support, expertise, and partnerships of multiple agencies throughout the counties, our overall goal is to reduce the number of people who die by suicide. I think that's important information to have out in the community right now as people are facing financial struggles with the COVID-19. And just a reminder that we have zero cases in Carbon, Emery, and Grand County right now. And a large part of that is due to the social distancing that we are taking into consideration. But that can have a lot of our residents feeling a little cooped up, maybe a little claustrophobic in that they feel like they are disconnected from their loved ones and places of work and things like that. So Debbie and I wanted to come to you today and just remind people that there's still hope in our community, that we will get through this. We just need to take it one day at a time, and that this ultimately is a temporary situation.
It definitely is. And the thing about it is it seems like, you know, we were getting into spring, and then all of a sudden, and now everybody's got cabin fever.
Everybody's got cabin fever, but that's not the case. We haven't been instructed to stay inside. There are many ways that we can take advantage of this time of isolation or this time of distancing. It doesn't mean that we are not allowed to go outside and take a walk. It doesn't mean that we can't go sit out in the yard and sit in the grass and look up at the clouds and make, you know, cloud angels or things like that just to clear our head and to stay grounded and keep in mind that there are resources available for when those feelings are a little too overwhelming.
And there are many things that we can do. We can still take our families on picnics. We can still do a certain amount of camping, which for some of us that might be nice because we won't have Wasatch Front folks down here camping in our campgrounds. There are a lot of things that we can do, and we just want people to know that the Hope Squad is concerned and that it's very important to stay connected during this time of social distancing. And because it doesn't mean that we can't talk to our friends and family, that we can't share photos. I mean, people are having Netflix parties in their home to try and wane off some of this monotony that's going on with social distancing. And we know that our parents have a great challenge with the kids being at home, but the Utah Board of Education has put out some tips on teaching our kids at home. And, you know, we don't have to panic if they don't get their paperwork done in 1 hour.
That's for sure. We want to make sure that they are being stimulated, all while not causing any unnecessary psychological trauma by any means on the parent side or on the student side. So it is important to remember that we can only do so much. There is not a huge pressure to get through all of the packets that our teachers are sending home. And our teachers are doing a fantastic job in the area of reaching out to each individual student, checking in with them, making sure that they don't have any questions, and keeping that connection and having a connection with those protective factors such as teachers is really going to be important and pertinent in making it through this this crisis right now.
Most
but
definitely.
We also know, Dave, that when we have a unique situation, it can add extra stress to our lives. And for those of us who may be struggling, Amanda has a list of things that we can reach out to, because all of the services for suicide prevention are still available. The crisis line is still available. Four Corners workers are still available. Here at our health department, we're still available for our clients. I mean, we do have some restrictions, you know, where we're not taking in a whole lot of people at one time, but we're still meeting everyone's needs. Walmart is still open. So we're not completely isolated, and it's really, we feel very important for people to understand that even though it may be a burden, we still have many, many options available to us to take care of our mental and physical health.
And the options are still there. And then just like all the options you guys just listed, there's people there to talk to,
yes,
to you know, obtain these services from if you need them, and they're out there and they're available.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. And just a reminder, that National Suicide Lifeline number that is available 24/7 is 1-800-273-8255. And sometimes it's not convenient to talk one-on-one, so they have offered up a text line that you can text home to 741-741 and start a text message session, so that they're still receiving support through the National Suicide Lifeline. And then American Foundation of Suicide Prevention, they have put out a tremendous amount of information via social media on things that we can do when we are reaching out to our loved ones who, you know, like our grandparents and our children who aren't in the proximity of you know, our three counties.
Because staying connected is really important for our mental and physical health.
Absolutely.
So even though we might not be getting in the car, driving up there and visiting with them as much as we would like to, there are still ways that we can communicate and stay connected with our loved ones. And it's reassuring to them that we care about them as well.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
You know, so being able to separate what is in your control from what is not, and taking a break from the what ifs and the panic and the pandemonium that comes with the unknown is really important. Also, doing what makes you feel a sense of safety. That's going to look different to everyone. It's not going to be the same for me as it is for Dave or it is for Debbie. It's okay for you as an individual to decide what you feel comfortable participating in, as long as you're minding the governor's stance on the 10 people or less. Getting outside in nature, as we've talked about before, is always a good way to clear the mind and change the energy of how you're feeling from a nature standpoint. Challenging yourself to stay in the present, again, going back to separating what's in your control from what's not, is very important. Staying in the present. What can we do today to help us make it through today? And we'll worry about tomorrow when it comes. Again, staying connected and reaching out if you need more support with the National Suicide Lifeline, with your loved ones, with us at the Health Department. We are always available through the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, Grand County's Facebook page. And then making sure that we're taking care of ourselves. If we're finding ourselves being overwhelmed by the social media posts and the things that you know, our state officials and our government officials are putting out as far as what's to come, starting a gratitude journal is a way of making sure that we are staying in the present. Preparing your favorite food. There is nothing more comforting than your comfort food, and rationing it, obviously, to what's comfortable.
And then people can do little home workouts.
Absolutely.
Read a book. I don't know about everyone out there, but this weekend, after we go on a picnic, I'm going to clean my closet.
Spring cleaning.
It's something I've just been putting off, and what better time to do it?
Well, and you know, that's a funny thing, because my wife she's working from home now. Because she's teleworking, and that's what she's decided, is that I'm going to start doing this, or I'm going to start doing that around the house now, because I'll be home more often.
It's certainly a good time to take advantage of the things that we normally don't have time to do. You know, try making a new recipe with your children and getting them involved in cooking with you. There are just a lot of things, even on the internet, to help you be able to do that we don't get stir crazy and we don't add to our already struggling life.
And they don't have to be expensive things.
Right.
These things on YouTube, yes. on Pinterest, you know, things like that. It's stuff that you already have in your home. In fact, there's a puffy paint recipe going on
yes.
around right now that takes water and flour, and it's fun to take art outside and color your sidewalks. There's an endless array of things that we can do with our kids that is also going to be healing for us as well.
Most definitely. Well, ladies, thank you for taking out the time and joining us today. We really appreciate it, and letting people know that there are options out there if they need somebody to talk to. And you know what? Get a hold of you guys. That's what you guys are here for.
Absolutely.
Yes, our phone number here at the health department is 435-637-3671, and you just simply have to ask for Amanda and Debbie, and we're happy to put you in touch with the different resources in our community. And even if you have a suggestion for us, get on our Facebook page for the Hope Squad and share with us what you're doing to help keep you and yourself you and your family healthy and happy.
Absolutely. That is the challenge that I sent out to the Hope Squad, is to reach out to somebody in our community and to share the interaction if they want to on the Hope Squad page, and so we can open that up to the whole community. Share with us what you're doing to keep your family healthy and happy during this uncertain time.
Thank you, ladies. Once again, it's Amanda McIntosh and Debbie Marvadakis with the Carbon County Hope Squad. You guys take care, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Stay safe.
You as well. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.